really need to be introduced. I'll just say a few words, as most of you probably know. Feiner is a Rav in Far Rockaway in the White Shul. He lectures in many, many different places. He's well known for sharing words of sweet words of Torah in many different venues. He's also at Camp Simcha in the summer, and it's special for us to be able to hear from him tonight.
Shalom Uvrocha, what a tremendous sechus indeed. I want to start the preface by thanking a Marker Tov to Rabbi Eli Baikenshlit, to everyone else involved in inviting me. It's indeed a kovod sechus to come on a weeknight. To my alma mater, I spent a number of years here in MTA, early admissions, YU, and it's always tremendous to come back and to experience a kol Torah, as is taking place on a nightly basis in this fantastic Beis Medrash Chelchem the Araisa, Shem Yisboch Shetzen, continued Mazel Bruch Hatzlocha, and Moiridik and Miuchadik Esiyata Dishmai Baruchni Yisavagash Mishmachol Yom Mayom, through the Yom Noroim and Ad Bias Kol Tzedek Memhei Rav Yemeinu Amen Piyomei. Siyata Dishmai, let's turn to a well-known Rambam Hilchus Tshuva. The Rambam talks about Tkiya Shofar, and he begins the Aloha Fisha Tkiya Shofar Rosh Hashanah Gezeiros HaKosov. Haremez Yishbo, there's a remez. What's the remez? Kolomer, as if to say, Uri Yesheni Mishinaske. Wake up, arouse yourselves from your sleep. Akitzun Adamim Yitar Damaske. Awaken from your deep slumber. V'chibsu Maaseich Mechizu V'tshuva V'zichu Borache. Skip towards the bottom of the Aloha where the Rambam continues. When Menei Inyan says, the Nosa Kalim all collectively point out. This is now Nisyachis, going back to the Rambam's opening remarks. Continues the Heiliger Rambam. Menei Inyan Zen Nogu Kovesi Sola Harbus Pitstoko Ovamasim Taibin Velasik Vemitzis Meirosh Hashanah Vaad Yom HaKippurim Yesem Rikol Yemos Hashanah. In the midst of such a tkufa noro, what do we have to turn the spotlight on? We have to concentrate both in miyuchad. And at the Rambam writes, stalker number one, a reboy in stalker. After all, Mishlei Perek Yud, Nochamol again in Perek Yud Aleph, the Gemara is in Bava Masud, Daf Yud, Shamas Kufin Vov, stalker tatzim imoves, bimarbe bit stalker, our lives are, figuratively speaking, and lamaisa, they're on the line, let's be marbe bit stalker. Increase mass and type and be osek and mitzvahs from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur, and more than in any other days of the year, concludes the Rambam, Paragimol Lachadalid, Avinogu Kulam Lokam Balayla, Beasersiom Melu Lispala Babote Knesias, Bedivrei Tachnunum, Bedivrei Kivushin, Achayir, Ayom, get up early in the morning, Slichas, and increase the tefillah. Nos Beikvis, these words of the Rambam, we understand the Mechaber when we open up Rabbi Yosef Kairo, Maran Shulchan Aruch, and Orchaim Simitar Fresh Base. Seder Asesame Chuba Bosef Echad writes the Mechaber brevity at its best, one succinct phrase. And the period called Asesame Chuba, we ought to be Marbe Betfilis Vetachnunim. Arkan, that's it. I, Maran Shulchan Aruch, what happened to the Rambam? No mention of Stoka. No mention of Masam Taivim. No mention of Velasik Benitzis. Riboy Tfilas et Tachnunim, the Rambam himself, As Mavusis and the Yusuf predicated on what he mentioned earlier, he coined a new phrase called Midarkei HaTshuvah. If we turn back the pages to Perek Beis Halacha Daled, this is a Rambam based on Rabbi Yitzchak's Maimer and Rosh Hashanah, the top of Tesayin Rabbi Beis Daled, Dvorim, Karig Zardino Sholodom. Zok the Rambam, I'm going to coin a new phrase. The Nusach is Midarkei HaTshuvah. And what should I do? Shavt Soei Tom and Tfilo, Bechi Tachnunim, Giv Tztoka, Shinoi Shmo, Kelomar, Niyashachar, Eni Yosei, Shasana, Maisim, Shino, Maisim, Kulon, the Taiva, Uladarchi, Sharav, Agolim, Amkomo. So the Rambam, Rabbi Yitzchak, that will make sense. And yet, whether you focus on tefillah like the Mechaber, whether you add in stokka, mitzvahs, masim, taifim, Amar of Rabbi said there is one glaring omission. Don't we all know that the Mishnah, Nefureshes, the Mishnah, Nefursemes, Ofenort, and Perkei Avos, Perkei Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Shimon HaTzadik, Ha'i Mishiori, Knesset Gedolu, Ha'yomer, So Shed Farma, Olam Omeid, Al HaTorah, V'al Avoda, V'al Gemin, L'Shasodim. And although it doesn't follow the expected chronological order of Gemilas Chasodim, corresponding, of course, to Avram Avinu, Tehillim Pei Tes, Pasuk Aleph, Maskel, Eisen, Azrochi, Bababasa, Tesvava, Menalf, Eisen, Zu Avram, Pasuk Gimel, Kemarti, Olam Chesed, Ibon, Ezor, Chonish, Chukis, Pei Dalet, Amenalf, Avram Avinu, is the paradigm of Midas HaChesed. Yitzhak, of course, Akedas Yitzhak, the paradigm of Avoda, Brochus, Chavav, Amabes, Avram gave a Shacharis, he was Chagigad, Avgimel, Amenalf, Tchila, the Gerim, he gave us the first Tfilah of the day. Yitzchak gives us not the tefillah that appears as a conjugation of Tzarayim the afternoon, while Yaakov gives us the tefillah of the Erev, hence Ma'ariv or Arvis. Yitzchak is not Tzarayim, it's Mincha, because Pshutu Kimashmon, that's what he was. He was the ultimate, the paradigmatic Baal Avoda. Hence, he gives an offering, indeed, an offering of himself. That's Akedas Yitzchak. Avoda Keneged Yitzchak, Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Olem. We start with Torah. And why do we start with Torah when that's the Enochal, that's the grandson Yaakov writes, Rav Chana Wasserman, Kometz Mamorim? Because the Ikaram, and yes, it indeed is a three-legged tripod upholding the world, but Gerosh Rishona, first and foremost, the Ikar leg, the primary leg of that tripod that upholds the entirety of the universe, is Torah. It all begins with Torah. Edzor of Avram Shor, Lekav Halibav and Perkei Avos. I don't know how to do Avoda, where to do Avoda. How to do chesed, what are the parameters, what are the guidelines? Avada, certainly, I need Torah, without my instruction manual, I don't know how to function, I don't know when and where to do my avoda, my yonis asanim, so avada, it's mukhrah, that I have to begin with Torah. So Torah is the yikr. Nevashachai, if the world goes 1 second without chesed, the world will still continue to exist. 1 second. Without mitzvah, samasim, tovim, yes, the perpetuity of mankind will still be there. But if there's 1 second without Torah, the world instantly disappears. Nefesh HaChayim, Shar Daled. Hence all the myriad time zones to ensure, to guarantee someone's learning somewhere in the world. Baruch Hashem, here in Yeshiva University, Rabbeinu Yitzhak Chanan, they're learning around the clock, 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning. Baruch Hashem, keeping the world going. So Torah is it. Torah is the primary leg of that three-legged tripod comprised of Torah, Avodim, Asanim, that's maintaining, that's upholding the entirety of the world. So if Torah's it, I, Rambam, where's Torah? Rabbi Yitzchak, where's Torah? Mechaber, where's Torah? Avodah, Tefillah, the Shavuos, Tzoei, Kefi, Koko, Atztoka, Mitzvah, Masim, Tovim, I witnessed it all. But what about the glaring omission? Where is Torah? Last week I had Rav Lippa Yisraelson, Rav Chaim Kanevsky, the Sarah Torah's nephew, Rav Yoshev's grandson, in my office. I asked him this question, a question that is indeed posed by the Sefer HaTshuva, many of the Sfarim. I said, Torah Evil Omanani Tzarech, I want to know the Sarah Torah wrote to Rav Chaim Kanevsky's answers. He said, Pasha. Chaim Kanevsky was asked, not only in this context, but of course in the Sana Toke, Tshuva, Tfila, Tzedakah, Ma'avir, Nasua, Gezerah. Very nice, Tshuva's Givaldeh. Magal said, Kisa covered all the sukkahs in Yuma Peivav, Rambam Perek Zayin of Hilchas Tshuvah. I understand Tshuvah, I understand Tefillah. We saw it clearly in the Rambam. Rosh Hashanah Tzayin of Meis, I understand. Tzedakah Tatsam Imobis, where is Torah in my Nesana Tokar? Chaim Kanevsky said, it's a milsa de pshita. I don't need to accentuate Torah. It's mover meilav, it's axiomatic. Without Torah, there's nothing to talk about. This is life. Life without Torah is nothing. Once you establish the existence of mankind, once you understand that it's Torah, Be'ikar, Barosh, Bishonah, that's upholding the world, then we can talk about either Zeruah, Gezerah, no problem. Let's now bring to the table. And the Tshuva, the Tefillah, Tzedakah, Mavir, Nesuah, Gezerah. But without Torah, there's nothing to talk about. When someone came to Rav Baruch Ber and he cited the mashal that the Torah Kadosh is like the oxygen, like the air that I breathe, he says, that's not the way a Ben Torah speaks. It's not the oxygen that exists outside me that I need to inhale in order to keep my neshama going. Torah is not oxygen. Torah is life itself. Ki heim chayenu v'yorei chemenu milsa. Depshita pshuto kemashmo. Torah is life. So explain Rav Chaim Kineski, the Sarah Torah Zecher Tzadik Livracha. I don't need to spell it out alongside the others. The reason for the glaring omission, why do we blatantly, seemingly ignore any mention of Torah? Haser Semei Tshuva, Chodesh Elul, if it's all about Shir, Shir, Vav, Gimel, Ani, Ladodi, Vadodi, Li'ai, this is the ultimate source of my Dveikus, Nevshachayim, the beginning of Shardalan, where's Torah? The Torah says it starts with Torah. And nothing gets rolling without the Torah. That is life. Torah is it. And what's the key to Hatzloch and Liman HaTorah, or Rashi tells us in Brachos Daf Vav Amud Beis, Iker Deshmaisa Sfara, the Iker Schar, the main reward you get for Liman HaTorah. All right, Rashi Elam HaKom HaLatar, that you're Miyageya, you're Toreach, Lahavin, you work, you Shvitz, you Chazer, you work, the blood, sweat, and guts, if we can borrow Churchill's line. All right, Davin Eneza, the Sukkot Shavu Rebbe, and his Hakdama, his Haskama, to the Kli Chemnes, Chemnes Yisrael, Iker Hatzlocha B'Limud, as the Agiyo and Amelus B'Tayra. It's not Stam Lima Torah Ba'amah, but it's the Amelus, it's the Agiyo in Tayra. Brachos Samagim Lomar Beis, Ein HaTorah Miskayemes El V'mi Shemeimis Atzmo Oleh. Yana Shvitz. Yana sit over the Gemara, over the Meforshim, over the Musa Sforah, the Machshav, the Chassidus, the Chumash, the Tanakh, Mishnayis, V'chulei O'chelkei HaTorah. You got to sit in this basement, it's way past Myrif tonight, 11, 12, Ahuan, Erev, and Samachay, Amin Aleph, Lo Ivra, Sira, Ella, the Girsa, the best, the night was not made for Mikolo. The night was made, L'havdil Alfei Hevdolos, for sitting and learning and steiging. HaTorah is the Iker, the main leg of the tripod of holding the world. And the primary aspect of Torah that keeps the world going and is the key ingredient that engenders Eves Tikat Sloch in learning is Yegiyat HaMeilus for Torah. So I've got a question for you. HaMeilus Yegiyat is so yisodi, is so essential, so fundamental. So where does it talk about Yegiyas HaTorah Amelis B'Torah in the pages of Torah Seinu HaKadosh? So we just had recently the Tochacha, we had the primary Tochacha, of course, the 100 minus 2, the 98 Klolos of last week's Parshas Kisavo, rewinding back to Perach Havov, the NSF of Yikra. There we encountered, we read through the Tochacha, the 49 Klolos, contained in Parshas B'Chukosai. And it was that opening Rashi, citing the Sefer the Torah's Kohanim in Vayikra Chavav Beis in B'Chukosai, Teilecho, fascinating Bala Turim, Amelim Divrei Torah, Gematria, in B'Chukosai, Teilecho. You all know the Rashi, the Sefer the Torah's Kohanim, and Rashi's Maskana, the conclusion is, what's the message of the Torah? And the terminology of M'chokosai Teilecha to Amelim Torah, you have to be an Amo B'Torah. So question number one, I have for you, Amor of Rabbi Sa. The Chemnes Yisrael is Haskomo, Panda by the Avnan Ezer, the Ikarat Sloch, learning is Amelis and Yigiyah B'Torah. Bracha Sama Gimel and Beis and Atur Meskeyemes, Odom Asher Yomus Vol, Amisha Memes, Atzmo Aleho, Arashi Vavam and Beis, Bracha Zegur Shweis, Asfar Yirmiya Geya, Ayur Terech, you all know the Gemara in Megillah, Vavam and Beis, Rav Yitzchak, Egati, Velo Matzasi Atam, and Egati Matzasi Tam, and Eina Chanami, the Gemara qualifies, Ho Lechadudi, Avaluk, Megirsa, Siyatim, and Shemayi, but it starts with Yagati and Matzasi, without Yagia, there's nothing to write home about. There's nothing to talk about. So it's all about Yagia, and yet the Torah Kadosh, the Eivish Torah Kavyocha felt, you know what, we'll wait until the Siyum of the Milsa, the very last Parsha, the end of Sefer Meek, or the third in the Chamish Shulchan Shei Torah, and there we'll tell you about the Melus Torah. Why didn't Hashem wait? It's so Yisodi. That's so fundamental. That's what's keeping the world going. Torah was given in Parshas Yisro in the middle of Shemais. I have to wait until the Siyum of the Milsa, the end of Sefer Vayikra. And even then, Kasha number two, it's only Derech Remez Baalma. Why did the Torah Kadosh, why did Hashem Yisfar Kaviyocho go out of his way and state explicitly, Baruch Abir HaKetana, Chevra Klai Yisol, Kiu Amelim HaTaira, I only know it, why? Well, what's it a reference to? Is in his Yachis to Mitzvah Sarei, Emitzosai Tishmor. So that's not talking about Mitzvahs. Hello, what's occupying center stage? I'm Elis Matorin, I only know it. And in ever subtle fashion, there are Chremes Biyama. I have to wait until the end of Ayukah, Kasha number one, Kasha number two. Even then, I don't know in Mefurish. I only know it in Rashi, citing a Sefra, Torah's code. Is there anywhere in Torah Shebechsav? Shnei Lechos Abris. Where do we talk about Amelis Batayra? It's so fundamental. It's the key ingredient responsible for Tshuat Tzloch and learning. That's what it's all about. So where is it? Well, you'll tell me. Well, we have a pasuk. And Sefer Iyuv. Okay, how many people get to Sefer Iyuv? How many people have been through Tanakh? Okay, they're relying on the Taisis and Kedushin of Avodah Zarah, Bavli, it's Bola Kol. Writes the brother of the Shalom, the Yeshokhan, it's only out the constant Chi of Chazorah. Avadi, you have to finish Tanakh, Shamsam, Gimel, Manal, the Lig Marish, Hanul, Lisbur. You got to finish all Tanakh. And then you could be Mekayim, the Chi of Chazorah, and by going through Shas Bavli. But somebody came to Rav Urdiman and Eya so many years ago. And he said, I'm only giving a major donation to the Yeshiva if the boys are learning Tanakh. He says, what do you mean? Of course they know Tanakh. He says, let me call over an average brocher. He called over the young Eloy Rav Yitzchak Breidowitz. I says, oh, this is my average bacher, Eloy Shev Eluyim. This is my average bacher. He says, ask him a question, any pasuk of the Tanakh. He throws out a pasuk. Says, what do you mean, a Durham, Daf Lamed Beis? What about another pasuk? Shvuas, Daf Chav Gimel. This pasuk, Shvuas, Daf Kaf Yud. You see the whole thing in all of that? Iyuv, Perakei, pasuk Zion. Ki Odom L'Omo Yulam. Okay, we have a pasuk. We have a pasuk in the book of Job. We have a pasuk in Sefer Iyuv, Kehodim Lo Meyula, writes the Ramban in his Perush, life is filled with tzar and it's filled with cave. Rabbosai, it didn't even state explicitly that it was created from Amelis Batayra. For that, I need no chamol, I need an additional 10 lines of Shaka Batayra. Let's go to the end of Sanhedrin, Tzadi Tessim Abayz. Then we meet up with Rav Loza's statement that he quotes the pasuk in Iyuv Perkei Pasuk Zayin, Kehodim Lo Meyula, and he says, I don't know, what's it a reference to? Dehainu it's Havamina. Rav Tzadok writes that as far, every Havamina that made its way into the hallowed sacred pages of Shas Bavli Avado, it has Amitas Advarim. There's something mamosh to stick to it. Kasal Kadai, the Gemara says, well, what's it a reference to? Maybe it's Malacha. Well, it can't be. The Gemara cites a Pasuk in Mishlei 1626, Tezayin Chav Vav, and it proves that it's referring to Omol Bepeh. Is it Omol Bepeh? Maybe it's Sicha Bateila. Kasal Kadai, maybe the world was created for Sav Sicha Bahama. Kamashulon, the Pasuk in Yeshua, Parakala Pasuches, Vagisiva Yom Malaylo. And now we know, after 10 lines of Shakla Vataria, Lamaskon, after the Rehita Sasuga, I conclude, Avet Odom Lamayula is a reference to why did Hashem Yisbrach through Eve Hanan? Now, why didn't he just state explicitly, Ki Adam La'amot Tyra Yuma? He came into the world for Tyra. Famous Chaim Brisker says, why don't we stand up every time a pregnant woman walks by? The Gemara tells us, I'm a sechus needed. I'm going to base the Gemara in Kedushin that a child is learning Kol HaTorah Kula in the womb of its mother. So they ask Chaim Kineski and Darasicha Chaylik Olive, is it only by men? Maybe it's only by men. Now by woman, he says it's by men, it's by woman. Havad, it's by all Yidden. So if everyone's learning Kol HaTorah Kula, why don't we stand up every time a pregnant woman walks by? You have a child, an embryo contained therein in the rechem of its mother, and he's learning with the Malach Hashem Tzavokas Kol HaTorah Kula. He's got Ganshas. Hello, Yadiyah Satan, he's got it in his fingertips. Why don't you stand up? It's like Tochayim Brisker. Because he didn't get him. He told Chameilus. It was given to him gratis. It's a freebie. And we're not the mashiv things that you got gratis. Brochus chesem and elv, golo and emigiyas kapha, you got to work for it. You got to schwitz. You need to put in the blood, sweat, and guts. We don't stand up. That's why, parenthetically, Rav Nachum Persovich in Sefer Binyan Nachum, when he was asked, Rav Chaim Sholomitz is the Mirosh Yeshiva's question, how do you understand the Tumah Sedeshin? You go to Shom Zochron with Menachem, the child, and let's celebrate because he forgot Kol HaTorah Kula. He came into the world Friday night. Oh, let's be Menachem. What do you have to be Menachem? I'm asked the Mirosh Yeshiva. He got it free. Zochron Nachum Persovich, that's exactly the point. The Nechomo is child. He didn't work for it. He didn't schwitz. It was given to you gratis. It's a freebie. We're not Masha freebies. We're not interested in getting Tyra for free. As Adama, to the gross papers and Sabbath to Yusuf Chalik of the Zohar, Chaim Voloshin famously writes that he asked his Rebbe, do you ever learn with the Malachim? He says, the Malachim come to him every night and they come to answer all his most difficult questions. He says, do you listen to them? He says, no, I don't want freebies. I want to get a mitoch my own yegia, mitoch my own amelus. So we're not the mashiv of that child, that fetus, because he got it for free. Adam la'oma yulat. So why not tell it to me, Mefurish? Let's ask another kasha. Rav Tzodik HaKohen Mi'Lublin, as he do it, like a klal, a famous principle, writes about it in Yisrael Kadoshim and Simon Vav and many other places, bandied about Sifrei Rav Tzodik, that every Maimer Chazal is couched in the context of a given Masech, in fact, a specific parrot for a reason. So Rabbi, if I were to ask you, Yagati Matzasi Tam, and everybody here in this room knows that Maimer Chazal, many of you must stumble into for your bar mitzvah, a great bar mitzvah Masech. And when you got to finish a Masech, you want to make a siyuv, and the 9 days without getting to the qualifications of the Mishnah Berurah, the Kaf HaChaim, Chulei, you want to make a siyuv, what's one of the first Masech this year? Pick up Megillah. Geshmak, it's easy, based on Lamed Beis, no problem, you did it for your bar mitzvah. Geshmak, I got it all. So, Kefi Rav Tzodik's Klal, a Mamish Sorachiyah. Yagati Matsasi Taman. Where should you put Yagati Matsasi Taman? The Arizal says, what's Ani? Ani, a poor person, is Rosh Tavis, an acronym. Erevin Nida Yavamis. When you go through Shas, you know, Erevin Nida Yavamis, these are three of the hardest Masechtas in Shas. You know what? That's a perfect backdrop. Why don't we go ahead and use the Rekha of an Erevin Nida Yavamis? Baba Basra. That's a great place to insert Yagati Matsasi Taman. Where is it? The beginning of Megillah, in the most Agadita filled parrot. On Meseches Megillah, Daf Vav Beis, I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Yagadi, Yagia, no problem. That's Yagia. How many people are delving deeply into Rishayim and Achronim on the Sugya Megillah? Avad all Shas is Gavaldik Erev in the Dalam Ralph. No one says Shmuz Unoshes. All the Shas is Geshmak Sheva Geshmak. It's the sweetest thing in the world. Ain Tov LaTayra Bruchas Eman Aleph from Shmuel Levi and Amos Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel based on Mishnah Perek Dalet Pasuk Beis Kilek Avton Asen Lachadus. It's all sweet. It's all Geshmak. Shas is amazing. Avada. But if you're going to put it anywhere, put it in Erev Anidi Yavamis. Yagati Matzasi is couched, nestled in a backdrop of Megillah. What's Pshat? L'fiyani Yazdaiti, perhaps the Mahalach is as follows. As a well-known Medrash Tanchuma and Parshas Noach and Siman Gimel. It's a question that comes up all the time, Shavuos, Purim, Gemara and Shabbos, Peches, and Aleph. Klai Yisrael said, Nasa v'nishma, famous kasha, what do you need, the sugya and Shabbos peches, of Kofleim, Harkegigas, Vayisyatsu, Etach, Nesahar, they said, Nasa v'nishma, easy way to remember, chapter 24, verse 7, in Sefer Shmos, because 24-7, you got to live, eat, sleep, and breathe, the Nasa v'nishma. Easy way to remember, Pashas, Mishpot, and Prachav, Dalar, Pasek, Zayat, 24-7, Nasa v'nishma, so Klai Yisrael, all proclaimed in unison, Nasa v'nishma, what do you need, Kofleim, Harkegigas, Tysus answers, but he does, Pnei Yeshua is Mechavi, Midaita, the Nafshi, to the famous Tanchuma, Parshas Noach, Siman Gimel. What's the clear distinction between Torah Shemachsav and Umas Torah Shemachpeh? Torah Shemachsav, it's easy. It's Geshmak. What you see is what you get. It's all understandable. You got your art school now. It's all bad. Give all the guy to Talmud. We sent him Teisha Torah years ago. We told him he has to learn the whole Torah. He picked up the art school stone Chumash. And he spent the first week reading through the entirety of the Archos and Chumash in English. He says, okay, I heard something about a Siyam. Let's get some flations. Let's get some meat. We got to celebrate. Harris, he finished Kol HaTorah Kula. So we made him a Siyam. Harris, he only did one part of it. So we're only going to make a pizza Siyam. He says, okay, what's next? We bought him the Art School Green Monster. Now it's time for the thick green Art School Tanakh. He says, that's it. Took 2 weeks off. Went through Reddit in English. Art School, green, thick, Tanakh, cover to cover, I'm done. I finished the whole Bible, all scriptures. Then we walked him into the Shatoma Beis Medrash. And then we said, Harris, this is all the Edoch Zil Gemara. This is all the papers. This is all. He says, but I'm going to be here the rest of my life. I said, exactly. And when you finish this, then we'll make a place you can see. And then we'll bring out the primary. Torah Shemachsav is easy. It's Torah Shemachpeh. That brings with it an unparalleled, unmatched, amelus yegiya b'tayra. Sar, yishpa yoga. You got a shvitz. Makes sense, l'fiyani yazdaiti. Why is this tanchuma davka noach, noach? When there's a mabul going on around you. When the world is raging and you're in the midst of tumultuous waters, b'chulei, you got to still learn. You got to still shtay. No matter what, someone pointed out to me, why is it that the world's most famous yeshivas are always in difficult climates? Come on, Yidden Jews are smart people. So we had the yeshivas where in the coldest places of Europe, and then we went to Arzachon, and then we went to America. And where did Jews decide to settle? Yes, they came in open times from the West Coast, but a small community here and there, little pockets. But the main centers of Yiddishkeit were the tri-state area. You got yeshivas of Mini Yitzchokhan, Yeshiva University, right here in New York. Rabbi, you couldn't pick a better place? I couldn't make a better... There are better neighborhoods, right? The Washington Heights. And what about Chaim Olin and Torba Das, Lakewood, New Jersey. And then you saw Baltimore. Tell Chicago. Tell Cleveland. It was the old Jack and Mason. Every country has a worse city. In America, it's Cleveland. In Japan, it's Cleveland. In Russia, it's Cleveland. So they, well, what did you say? They went to Cleveland to set up shop. How are we? So let's go to Florida. Now, why? Yes, there's Gavaldiga learning Chas V'Sholom. Gavaldiga Torah in the West Coast of Los Angeles and even in perfect San Diego, utopian weather. And in Florida, in the Boca, there's Gavaldiga learning Chas V'Sholom. I don't want to be Motzilaz. We have more Dikin Shivas Kolem. You all know, but the Iker Torah, well, where's the concentration of Torah? In Chutzlar today in difficult climates. Why? Because in the end of the day, you want to be Kona Torah? It's got to be Nikna Ayyadei Yisurin. It's got to be tough. It's got to be in difficult climates when there's a marble raging all around you. And Alpha Peak, and you still learn. There are 2,245 mamorim of the Hiligi Rashbi, the Tano Kirishim Yechai, Gavaldiga Sefer Midas Rashbi, delineates for us the 2,245 different mamorim of the Tano Kirishim Yechai throughout all the Toshua Peh. The Phoenix Dite, what's his first mimer? Especially keeping in mind the Yisod of the Maral, Rav Tzedek and the Gol, let's go to the first time. And Shas, something appears the first time. And Tanakh, something appears. The first of 2,240 mimer, Rav Shimon Nechai, Ameron, he walks into the base memorish one day. The brought him a bracha, say him and out. Tanya, the Gemara cites a Bryce, it's also a Mechilto, and Parshas Yisu, and it's a free, and Parshas Veschon. State in the Gemara, Tanya Yeshua Nechayam, Rashol, Smartanus, Toa, Seresh, and Akirish, Wokal, Yisrael. Three prized gifts, three special gifts. V'lo ninon, Ela, Ayyadei, Yisurin. What heads the list? Tyra. HaTorah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Hab. Because anything meaningful in life is only acquired Derech HaMelus and Derech Yegiyah. You want to become a Tamachokim, you got to put in the blood, sweat, and guts, you got to schwitz. You want a chazara? What do you mean? I want to learn. I like the sense of ischachis. Erevin, Adel, and Bey, it's every piece of learning. You got a chazara four times. That's the opening of Mesir Satarai in the Stipler, Chelikalat, Krainad, Igrasa. That learning four times is considered doing it once. And then you have five times in Shas, Tanamine. Abba and Zinu Adamle command the Mount Kabakisa, you got a chas of 40, the Reboy of the four, and then the famous Gemara in the middle of Tesam and Basin Chagiga, Ben Hey and Hillel, Pasakin Malachi, Paragimal Pasuk Tesvah, and that Ain Adoma, someone who's an Obey to Lakim Lashar Lavado, Ain Adoma, Misha Shon and Pirko, May upon him, and Misha Shon and Pirko, May upon Vechel, you got a chas of 101. You got a chaser, I always say chaser, chaser is a chaser. Chaser is living in the mud, you got to get dirty to chaser. You want to be a Tamachokim, you got to put in the blood, sweat, and guts, you got to schmitz, you got to build the sweat, you got to say, you want to stay up until 1, you stay up until 1:15. 1:15, you stay up until 1:30, until 2, until you keep pushing, because to me, atamachokim, there's only one way, yegiya and ameilus b'tayra. Thus, the Midrash Tanchuma tells us that's the bris between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the bris b'tayra, was established, that eternal covenantal relationship, not ayyadei Torah Shavah Sav, rather ayyadei Torah Shavah Pan. That's ameilus and yegiya b'tayra. So with that, you saw, we can really now readdress all the questions. Let's throw in another one. Yaakov Avinu. Avram Avinu, of course, learned Kol Torah Kula. Mishnah, Kedushim, Pevesim, and Aleph, Yimach, Chalches, and Reza, Avram Avinu, Kiyamas, Kol Torah Kula, Kol Mishan, Yinna. He starts the year of Torah, the Gemara twice in Shasa, but Azor, Tessam, and Aleph, Sanhedrin, Sanhizayim, and Aleph, Shis, Alfei, Shana, Aviyamot, Kufav, Torah, commenced with Avram Avinu. Chido writes, and Mibra Kedemus, all the others were learning minimum 15 hours a day. But who is the quintessential masmid, writes the Maral Perichalfa to Pers Yisrael? The archetypal masmid was none other than Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Olin. And what highlights his Asmana Satara more than any other Chazal? The Gemara Megillah, Vadim Ates Ayin Mabez, going out to Yad Zayin Manal. The Rashi tucked away at the end of Parshas, told us at the very end, 14 years, he didn't get punished for the lack of Kibbutz Amein because he sequestered himself in the Yeshiva Seminary for 14 years. The ultimate masmid HaTorah, 14 years, he doesn't sleep a wink. And I only know it from a Rashi tucked away at the bottom of the parsha. And the genealogy, the lineage of Yishmael, Derech Agav, I'm telling you about Yaakov's 14 years. Can you imagine if we're writing an art school biography about Yaakovinu? Oh, yeah, there's a footnote at the end of the Sefer. But yeah, he always said, 14 years. He didn't sleep for a second. He was learning such asmada. And we took it away at the end of the book. What's going on here? But al pi the mirror's turn chum, it all becomes so clear. Hashem can't give us a remez to Yigi and Amelus Torah in the pages of Torah Shemitzah. Because real Amelus, that's antithetical to Torah Shemitzah. It only finds its rightful place in the context of Torah Shemitzah. So you'll tell me, so why do we wait after Pasha Yisrael? Where's it going to be in Torah Shemitzah? Very geshmak. Let's fast forward. Let's go to the end of Sefer Vayikra. And what do we have? Parshas Behar. That precedes directly Parshas B'chukosai. And what occupies the hallowed pages of Parshas Behar? Shmit and Yovel. That's when everybody takes off. Abrokos Lamed Hei Amid Beis. Started Ketzim Avorchid. Alamed Hei Amid Beis. Rabbi Yeshua Rav Shimon Achai. Shimon Achai learning all the time. Even Rav Shimon going out to work. But they had time. Shmitah. They took off. All day long in Shmit and Yovel. They sat learning. So everybody had asogis. What Amelus and Yigia B'Torah is all about, on the heels of Parshas Behar, only then can I teach you opening Pasuk V'Chukas Adin to Amelus B'Torah. Only when you taste it and you live it, you've experienced it, now you know what Amelus and Torah is all about. You got to come to the Yeshiva University based Medrash late at night. And this is where you see Amelus and Yigia B'Torah. It doesn't belong in the pages of Torah Shemassah. It can only make its rightful place and to the context of Torah Shalpeh, Dafka brought into the discussion, where in the heels of Shmit and Yovel, everyone in Kleisol tasted it now, and what finds itself juxtaposed to Amelam Atayra the Tochacha? Because life is difficult, life is filled with Tsar, with yoga. You know what success in life is all about? When there's no pain, there's no gain. Writes the Medrash Shmuel at the end of the five original prokim that comprised Perkei Avos before the subsequent collection of brises noted as Perkei Yatayro was added on to the original five prokim. Gemara says, "Abrokos Yibeis Amanal Hakoholecha Karachisum." Let's go to the end of the five original prokim Perkei Avos. What's the last message? Dainu, the departing message of Perkei Avos. Writes the Medrash Shmuel, "Ben Hehei," and you bet he's a ger. He knows what tsar is, and he says one three-word phrase that we all know quite well: "Lefum tsara agra." It's all in accordance with the pain. No pain, no gain. You want to build muscle, you got to go to the gym. You got to work out. You're not just going to grow muscles miraculously overnight. Lahavdil, you want to become the Vilna Gaon. You can't go ahead and play bumper pool and go ahead and go out to eat and say, I'm going to go to sleep early and I'm going to wake up the next morning in the Vilna Gaon. I want to lose weight, but I can't give up the hot dogs and the strawberry shortcake and the knish. No pain, no gain. The fum tsara agra. That sums up all of Perkei Avos, and in fact, it sums up all of life. You know why you didn't earn the tri-state area? Why don't we all just move down to Florida? Let's take Yeshiva University. Let's go down to Florida. Let's just have, remember, I was brought by Chaim Berlin years ago to speak on their behalf down in Florida. I said, no problem, as long as it's in the middle of the winter. I said, no problem. Smack in the middle of January, I left 5 degree, freezing, muddy, slushy New York, the van, wicked traffic. You name it. And I go down to Florida. I said, all I need to do, just give me one night there. My Isha Schaia comes and joins me. She went to get together with a student of hers. And I said, let me learn. And it's the middle of the winter. I get myself a hot cup of coffee. And I'm walking down the street in the middle of January, 75 degrees. Beautiful breeze, not a cloud in the sky. Going to the carpeted air-conditioned base medrash. It was gewaltig. It was geschmack. And you know what? It's not the Lafum and Sarah Agra. It was too easy. It's too comfortable. The world's most famous yeshiva has come out of difficult climates. Because no pain, no gain. Because when you have to walk the streets of Washington Heights and it's freezing and the wind is blowing and it's mamash, you're stepping in mud and slush and this and dirt and the honking and you're still coming to the base matters. And you're still striking. That's what separates the men from the boys. That's the litmus test. That's the fum tzara agra. Yes, b'chukosai contains therein the 49 klolos. That's the parsha of to Amelam Atayra. Yaakov's 14 years only in Torah Shemapeh. You won't find any mention anywhere in the pages of Torah Shemapeh. Only Derech Remes B'Yama. And where do you think is the most appropriate place for Adam Lama Yulad? Very geshmak. And say for Eiyuv, the book of suffering. That's the appropriate context, Lafinius Daiti, of Ki Adam Lo Mayula. That's what man was created for, Famelis Pataira. And we go to Sanhedrin, Tzaditzesim, and Beis, and then we find one. We need Psukin to prove that that's what life is all about. Hi, what's Yagati Mitzasi Tamim? What's it doing in Megillah? Because of the difficulty of Torah Shapel, let's go back to Shabbos Bechesim and Aleph. We do not want to receive the Torah. Modo Roma Hayla Raisa Bawat Amarava Papikin Hada Kibluo Pameya Khashve Rosh. Shemar Kimu Vikiblu Hayahuda. Abaisa. Hada Kiblu Bame Mordechai Vyesta. Al Anisim, Bime Mordechai Vyesta, Rishushan Abira. What's Pshat? Hada Kibu Meya Khashverish Al Kuf. Bime the Kazira Vachashverish Arosha. We saw that even when there was a Gezira of total annihilation hanging overhead. Alpha Pikin Hashem, we want your Torah because of the Avos HaNeis. Purim time, we re-accepted the difficulty of Torah Shalpeh. Now, Seven Yishma writes a Tanchuma. Avetz, yes, that's Torah Shavachzav. Kofalim Arkegigis, that's Torah Shalpeh. Ada Kibluwa. Meach HaShveirush is Purim time. Hence, how appropriate. Davkin Meseches Megillah. Amrav Yitzchak, Yagati Metzasi Tamer. Only in the Masechta that revolves around the Chag of Purim can we get the full-fledged taste of Yagati Metzasi Tamer. Because when there's no pain, there's no gain. So it's in the Chukosai, the Tocha, on the heels of Shemitah and Yovo, when you get a taste of true, unparalleled, unmatched, Amitli Sigir B'Tayra. And you have a Dafkan, a Parsha, the Tocha, and we'll have it in Sefer E of the Book of Suffering. And all the Ramazim, all the Limudim, they're all gleaned from the pages of Torah Shavuot. That's what life is all about. To grow as a Levin Hashem, to grow in learning and steiging, it's even when it's difficult and even when it's painful. It's a great story where Ephraim Waxman has said over a number of times, somebody once years ago in the stipend of the Malkilas Yaakov was davening, and the Letterman Sholem B'nai Brak. And there was a little boy who was running around and he was staring, he was disturbing the stipler. I go, Rabbi Yaakov is okay, he was disturbing his tefillah. So the stipler called over the little boy, reached for his hand, and he gave him a smack on his hand. And the father of the little boy was aghast, he saw what just happened. The Gol Hador gave a patch to my son. That's it, my son is going to be garnished and garnished, nothing's going to come out of my son. All hope is lost, he's never going to amount to anything. The stipler gave him a patch. Rechayim Kineski saw his reaction. He walks over to the Zid and he says, Rabbi, don't worry about it. He says, let me tell you a story. He says, you see, when I was 7 years old, I was playing with my friend. We were throwing rocks outside at the apartment, the dira of my illustrious uncle, the Heiliga, renowned Chazon Ish of Avraham Yeshaya Karelitz. And I was throwing rocks and I missed and a rock slammed into the window right above where the Chazon Ish was learning. And the window smashed and all the shards, all the pieces landed on the Chazon Ish. Gemara now takes a lot to disturb the Hasmad of the Chazon Ish. But when glass shatters all over your Gemara, Chazon Ish was startled. He stands up out of his seat, walks outside and sees it's none other than his nephew, Chaim Kol, who threw the rock. And he calls over the young Chaim Kanevsky, 7 years old at the time, says, Chaim, give me your hand. And he gives Chaim Kanevsky a patch. And Chaim's mother, Dehainu, the sister of Chazon Ish, witnessed the entire incident, and she says, Avraham Yeshaya, I never in my life ever saw you hit another yid. He said, you're right. I never laid a finger on another yid. I never hit anybody. But Chaim needed this patch. He needed to feel that pain. Chaim Kineski turns to his father and says, everything I am today is because of that patch of my uncle, the Chazon Ish. So to Ephraim Waxman, once we publicized the story, can you imagine, he says, we would have lined up outside Rehob Rashbam 23, Chaim Kineski, forget the brokas, forget the bua, forget the brokas, that's over, Chaim can have a patch, can have a patch, hit me as hard as you can. Because no pain, no gain. Because we all know Elozman is great. You can fill the base medrash. Elozman is as man as chachos. Yes, the mechot and yisro perkyot to say kol eschol es kosher for Elo. It's a short zman, you know, right? Oh, imminently approaching Yom Rosh Hashanah. It's a few days off. Then you got Yom Kippur. Asuk is man suchaseinu. Hashanah Rabba suchas Torahs kevalik. The summer zman, you're already thinking I'm going to work in Camp Ask. I'm going to work in Camp Simcha. I'm going to work in Etz Yisrael Kolel. I'm going to go to Morsha Kol. Ah, oh, summer ready, excited, and the weather's great, and it's easy to come home in a carpeted kishmak, air conditioned base. Remember, it's 2 minute walk from your dorm, and it's great. You had a great meal in the YU cafeteria, and you had your good workout in the gym. Maybe you played a stickle bumper pool, got a good swim in, and life is great. Summer's man, it's all geschmack. And we all know the hardest man out of them all is winter's man. And what's winter's man? The longest man of the year. and it's long, and that's what separates the men from the boys. Yeah, you come back at this Mansum Chasidim. Simchas Torah, Gemaldi, we celebrated the Torah. It's beautiful to dance with it. It's beautiful to celebrate it. Now you got to sit down and hit the books hard. And now you got to learn through it, and now you got to finish it. Ian, Bekias. Halacha, Suki Shmais, and Libidokos, and Yimukha, Baba, and Alf, Iker, Hasmona, Satora, Chazanish, and Kovitigris, Chalak, Alf, and Igor Lama, that's the Amelis Pater. Winter's mom, when it's cold and freezing in New York, and the traffic, how long it takes to go through the Van Wicked, and across Cross and the Grand Central, and finally you get 20 minutes to find a parking space, if you could find a parking space. When you're taking the subways, the trains, you got to walk through the neighborhood, and it's freezing, and everything's blowing off, and you're showing your tits are flying all over the place, and your shoes are all muddy, and it's raining, and it's slushy, and you're thinking, when am I going to get married and just get out of New York already? What am I doing here? And the terror says, well, I feel lucky, I'm coming to the YU-based marriage. Even in winter's month, I'm going to steig. Why? Because I want to be something. Because it's very easy to learn when it's beautiful weather and it's geschmack and you got your cold iced coffee and carpet and air conditioning and it's great. And no pain, no gain. What separates the men from the boys, the masmidim, from Stam B'nai Torah is who's willing to schwitz. Who's willing to push himself when it's late at night and your mama's tired and you just want to fall asleep. And the Yitzhar is saying, come on, go to that down blanket already. Just go to your more dorm in the Reuben and get that nice two pillows and your schmuck, your dorm room. And the Yitzhar said, just leave already. And he said, no, I'm going to push myself. Not 5 minutes. Another 10 minutes. That's what it's all about. What's the difference between 100 and 101? It's one time. And that makes all the difference in the world. 100's a nice, geschmack, beautiful, round number. 101, writes Rav Hurneman and Tzichas Levi, it means I'm never done. I finish my set, I go back to the next one. It doesn't begin on Daf Aleph, it begins on Daf Beis. I finish something, Sam Sefer, Chirushim, and Brocha, Sam Tala, I start the next Masechta, and that's when I'm celebrating. I'm never done learning. I'm never off. I'm always learning, I'm always chazering, I'm always steiging. 101, that's an Eved Hashem. I'm always going to push. You go to the weight room, you go to the gym, the muscles only come when you do the standard reps and then you do another set of reps and then you can only do 10 and you push yourself for number 11, then the muscle breaks through. The neshama breaks through with 101. But I can only do 100, that's not true. You all could do so much more than you think you could do. Rabbi Yisrael Zev Gusman, and with this will close, he's hiding with the partisans from the Germans, Yamach Shema Mizuchim, in the war, he says, hiding in the forest and sleeping maybe 2-3 hours a night, eating, sustaining himself on grass, sucking out the sap from trees. That taught him that a human being needs a lot less to live on than we think we do. We need a lot less food. We need a lot less sleep than we think we do. Do we push ourselves to the limits? El is, ani ledodi vedodili Eberstein, I'm ready to step up to the plate. I'm ready to push myself to the max. I'm ready to go tap into that endless potential of Amelis Yigiyah B'Torah. When I think I'm going to leave tonight, there's no way I'm leaving early. I'm going to push myself another 5 minutes, another 10 minutes. I'm going to come to Seder on time. I'm going to stay later because this is the leg that's holding up the entire world. And I but have a busy schedule, no problem. Vilna going in that flow. Shabbos Lamed Aleph, Kavata Itam L'Torah. You just steal time for learning when you didn't think you had time and you still stole time. In between classes, before, afterwards, while you're eating. Torah is not the air, the oxygen that we breathe. Torah is life itself. This Elul HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ani L'Dodi. I'm going to be for you and I'm going to push. I'm going to exert myself to the very limits. I don't need to sleep as much. I don't need to party and eat as much food as I typically do. I'm going to put in the blood, sweat, and guts. I'm going to schwitz. And I'm going to be ready for the New York winters to steig like never before, not only in Elul, but the entire remainder of the year. Bracha natzlocha for a gevaldik, a ksiva v'chasim atofa. And steiging with every ounce of energy and love of Torah that you've got. Push yourself to the limits like never before. Hatzlocha in the coming tremendous b'nei Torah, b'nei Aliyah, and tamid chachamim. Have an awesome night, great Elul Rabbah.